There is no doubt that college football has changed a lot since the days of BSU seemed to score 40 points every single game. Back in the early to mid-2000s, it was strange for BSU to not score 40 points a game. One would think that in the current era of college football, where BSU last week ran 107 plays for 549 yards of offense, that you wouldn't have a problem scoring 40. But last week in Upper Iowa, scoring 40 wouldn't have even won them the game. Strange days, to say the least.
A tough talk with the guys in the locker room. Some ways we deserved to win, some ways we didn't. When you look at the game, we let one get away. We could have won, and that hurts.
Through three games this season, Bemidji State has failed to score a single point in the first quarter, and a total of just 3 points in the fourth quarter. Better starts and better finishes would certainly help BSU, as would making a few more tackles.
Give up a 95-yard run, and I mean, those just aren't acceptable things if you're going to win. And so we told the guys, Mankato doesn't care how bad we feel and how disappointed we are. We just got to play better.
Back in the olden days of BSU football, back a decade ago, Bemidji State would score 40 a night with great play from the quarterback and a punishing ground game. Now, while the play last weekend wasn't great from the quarterback, it was certainly better than 2 weeks ago.
Fourth and inches out of the shotgun. Jordan Hine now in at quarterback. Hine will send one row in motion, slot right to slot left. Takes a snap. Hine will carry it along the far sideline. Touchdown, Bemidji State! Same formation. Empty backfield. Hine from the shotgun will run it this time to the left side. Dives his way up over everybody into the end zone. A touchdown. Bemidji State with 12 seconds left in the first half gets it 20-20, extra point away from leading for the first time this season.
The 46th ever meeting between the Mavericks and the Beavers is next. The Bonusa pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network.